Lobbying isn't all fine wine and golf courses. Lots of lobbyists work behind the scenes on the regulatory system, influencing the way laws are put into effect. They prosper as masters of a mysterious side of the nation's capital. NPR's Peter Overby found one such master who wants to strip away the mystery.
His name is Jim Tozzi. Typical for 2005, his plan involves a website, which he demonstrates in his office overlooking Washington's high-priced DuPont Circle district.
Click on that, and it'll be the actual Federal Register notice that will explain to you what they're doing and why they're doing it, why its significance. And they ask people to comment on it.
Tozzi proposes to put the government's rulemaking process online. It's not exactly an original idea. Federal agencies themselves are moving fairly quickly in that direction. But Tozzi would go much further. He would take a rulemaking procedure that's 59 years old and add a channel of commentary and analysis that's more like a weblog. It would turn the regulatory process into a 24/7 affair, a public affair, pretty much the opposite of what it is now.
This is an insider's game. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
And Tozzi himself may be the ultimate insider. James Gattuso studies regulatory issues at the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation.
He is one of those people in Washington who has been at the center of things for decades, but you never see in the news.
Years ago, Tozzi decided he'd never make it as a jazz trumpeter in New Orleans. He says he likes red beans and rice, just not three times a day. By 1983, he'd become a top budget official in the Reagan administration. He sided with the drug industry and refused to require printed warnings that aspirin can cause Reye's syndrome in children. That fight lasted 4 years. In 2001, now working as a corporate consultant, Tozzi crafted the Data Quality Act. It's a little sliver of a bill that allows a regulated industry, or anyone else, to challenge the data behind any government regulation. There are now scores of such challenges pending, most of them from industry. Tozzi also perfected the art of working with agencies outside of the official time and place for comments. A classic example of what critics say is wrong on the regulatory side of Washington. Professor Theodore Lowy of Cornell University has studied the federal regulatory process for decades.
It's opaque to the public at large. It's highly transparent to the trade associations and other representatives of the corporations in that sector.
That duality has helped insiders like Tozzi make a good living, but now he wants to get rid of it. He calls his website the Interactive Public Docket. The website, theipd.us, was unveiled this week with a test run of three proposed regulations, all about protecting marine mammals. Theipd.us will post the proposed regulations along with the agency's studies supporting them, plus studies by advocacy groups, plus the official comments that the advocacy groups send the agencies. Then comes the interactive part.
Now, let's say you agree with it, or let's say you disagree with it, that you have facts that are either support their position or they don't. All you do, you have a little button in the right-hand side that says post reply.
Tozzi hopes to post commentary from experts and amateurs who would never get involved in the official process. So, why is he doing all this? First of all, he says a government with a $500 billion deficit can't afford to do it.
My view is your government is bankrupt.
And he says he's not all that worried about what his usual corporate backers might think.
Some industries think they're way overregulated because the science is bad. If they're right, this would be a big help for them. If on the other hand, there's groups that are saying that, as the facts don't back it, this won't help them. And so I don't know how that's going to balance out. But I know now after 40 years and I'm 67, I don't need to really worry about that as much as I used to.
Tozzi believes that accurate data will trump all. Speaking of accurate data, he corrects his own spin. He won't actually turn 67 till this summer. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.